Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Robert Griswold with us from readymaderesources.com. And let me just say this, if you're still thinking I got prep needs, you better contact Bob. We'll talk more about that later in the show, but just real quickly, it's readymaderesources.com. I consider Bob to be the most premier survivalist out there, telling you what you need, what a community needs. He's the only one I know that will talk to you without charge to tell you what you need to be doing based on your circumstances and your geography. So readymaderesources.com, and we're going to be talking with Bob about all the things they tell us that aren't true. And then I think we should package that and say, okay, now we're armed to go into the election, but you got to get active, folks. We have less than a month to save our country. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are keeping all your money in the bank and you got, no, bad idea. Noble Gold will teach you how to diversify. They're really on a silver binge right now because silver is what's needed for Biden's green energy policies. And because all the corporations are auditioning for a place after the Great Reset, they're clamoring to get involved, and silver's being underproduced now and it's underpriced. This is the time to get involved. They can help you. They also have other kinds of investment opportunities. If you have any kind of nest egg, you need to talk to Noble Gold right now to help them help you diversify. You don't want to be like what happened to my mom's side of the family in 1929. You know, relatives of the Ford family, but that didn't keep my family from going broke. So, ladies and gentlemen, get involved today. Go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com for a no-obligation packet of information. And then you'll have to call them because they are not pushy. I love dealing with Noble Gold. I am a customer, by the way. And I have to mention this because of the FTC. Past performance is no guarantee of future performance. Nothing's guaranteed. Of course, here we never said it was. But there's a reason why Dave Hodges keeps going back to the well with Noble Gold. Also, we're brought to you by the best durable food company out there. They have not raised their prices. They're still continuing to deliver as normal. And most of the competition has faded away. And they give you 25-year shelf life. They give you food that you can eat over the long term because they have lots of diversity. You won't get sick of it. They got a special. So you need to call them. No, let's not call them. Let's send you to a website and make it easy. Preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then finally, one last thing. If we're going to suffer, let's suffer in, well, let's suffer in comfort, shall we? MyPillow has contacted us, said, would you like to promote our products? I said, we use all of them. May as well. They said, well, for your audience, Dave, we're going to do 2-for-1. We're going to do half off. We're going to even do better on some of the things like the slippers. So all you got to do, if you want to look at the product line available in the incredibly cheap prices right now, they make great gifts. And I would suggest right now, with the cutback going on business inventory, you get your Christmas gifts now, because there may not be much to choose from the way that Costco and the other box stores are cutting back their retail orders. Oh, you should be paying attention to this. So go to mystore.com. Coupon code keyword is Hodges. Mystore.com. Coupon code is Hodges. And the coupon code of the word today is Griswold, because he's our human lie detector. He's going to walk us through the BS that we're being told historically and every single day, and how we can use this ammunition to flip the tables and kick these despots out of power. Welcome, Bob.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to be here. You know, we'll talk about lying today and how the government lies to us. But, you know, one of the things that the Bible makes very clear is that Satan is the father of lies. In fact, it says that in the book of Revelation, all liars have their place in the lake of fire. Now, that doesn't mean I've told a lie in my life, and I have to trust in the forgiveness that Jesus Christ offers to atone for that. He atoned for it so that I don't have to. But, you know, when you find something or some entity or person that just is a perpetual liar, nobody will believe them anymore. And yet, for some reason, we tend to believe the latest, you know, garbage that the government spews out. And Ukraine, it flabbergasted me, Dave, when I was looking at, and here in eastern Tennessee, driving by churches, okay, pray for Ukraine, pray for Ukraine, pray for Zelensky. I mean, when it first started, I remember the COVID thing and how, you know, it was, it came, it was not, didn't come out of Wuhan. I mean, all of it. And, you know, it makes me think of a quote from a movie I really like. It's one of my top favorite movies, and it's Outlaw Josie Wales. I think all of us have a little bit of Josie Wales in us at times where we don't want to make peace with the blue coats because we know the blue coats lied. They raped. I mean, you look at what they did when they went to Atlanta. They did rape, burn, pillage everything in their sight, Sherman's March. You know, and so Josie Wales was not going to make peace with them. And, you know, at the same time, you know, they were going in and exterminating the Indians. And, Dave, you know, there's an interesting point. I want to talk about food supplies just for a second. I know you sell food. But, you know, it was always portrayed that the settlers moving westward were the ones that killed all the buffalo. You remember that story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know who really did it, don't you? It was the government. The government, the army, murdered about 50 million buffalo. Do you know why? To drive the Native Americans off their land.
That's right. Food supply. Food supply. There we go.
You think? I mean, yep. What are they, in the movie Back to the Future, Ding, 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 McFly, they killed all those bison because the Indians, I mean, the furs, the Indians were very, you know, good at using every part of the bison, of the bones, the marrow, the skins, all of it. And, you know, a lot of times we go in there and just cut the tongues out because that was the prize thing or whatever. But the government murdered all those bison to drive Native Americans into starvation and to drive them off their lands. So you just think today, what is going on in our food supply? And are we being lied to about it? No problem, you know. But at the same time, we see crop failures. We see underproducing crops. We see all these food factories and such burning down. And could there be the same evil entities that drove the Native Americans into starvation by killing their food supply? Is that going on today? But instead of, you know, just Native Americans, they're doing it to all Americans. And in a lot of places, all humans across the planet. You know, I had a very good friend who was an African-American call me one time, and I won't say the exact words he said, but Bob, what you don't understand is the government used to look at us as the blank word. He goes, now the government sees everyone as the blank word. That was an interesting perspective from a black man.
Very perceptive.
Yeah, he goes, that's how the government sees you too now. You're that same guy I was 50 years ago, you know, you're him. And that quote from Outlaw Josie Wales, it says, it is sad, this is Ten Bears talking in the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, it is sad that governments are chiefed by the double tongues, liars. There's iron in your words of death for all Comanches to see, so there's iron in your words of life. That's what Ten Bears were speaking to Outlaw Josie Wales because he did not submit to the Bluecoats. No sign paper can hold the iron. It must come from men. The words of Ten Bears carries the same iron of life and death. It is good that warriors such as we meet in the struggle of life. Is it life or death? It shall be life. And you think of that. You know, Dave, the best thing that we have is our honor, our word. You know, I give you my word. That is a phrase that has really gone out of vogue. People don't hold to that anymore because everything everybody says, especially when you get into politics, is a lie, and everybody knows it's a lie. You know, even though I know Representative Cawthorn was defeated and he had issues, he said that Washington trades in lies and in secrets. That's the currency of Washington, D.C., lies and secrets. And it's a shame, but governments are chiefed by the double tongues, the liars. And so, you know, and what I want to do is draw a little perspective, Dave, into the situation we find ourselves right now in the war in Ukraine and all the other conflicts we see around the planet. I know Iran's the bad guy. And believe me, I'm not an Iran sympathizer.
No,
I do not,
I hope not
go along. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not. I do not go along with radical Islam. I don't go along with it. But again, we were lied to about the whole thing of how the Shah was put into place. Because we overthrew the legitimate government of Iran in 1953, and put the Shah of Iran in, and we all know what happened with that. It was all based on a lie. And so just, I mean, this took me 5 minutes to compile, Dave. I could have a yellow pad filled with this, but as I read these and we discuss them in a brief manner, I just want people to understand, apply this, which some of them are historical, some of them are current, to what we're being told today. And so the first one, I think, because I grew up in it, Vietnam, we were lied to about that. It is proven that it was a false flag, the mining of Gulf of Tonkin, that started the Vietnam War. That cost 55,000 American lives. It cost untold amounts of treasure out of the United States Treasury. It divided a nation, and it was all based on a lie. You think of Fast and Furious, that we were actually, our government was actually giving firearms to drug cartels and illegal people so that they could then turn around and restrict your rights as a Second Amendment holder. They denied it. They lied about it. Eric Holder, but it was proven to be true. They lied. They were actually doing what you and I would go to prison for. If I was supplying the cartels with guns, I would go to prison. I'd be an arms smuggler. I'd be the worst of the worst. But they lied about Fast and Furious. A current one, it's now coming out very clearly that they lied about the vaccine. They knew it was deadly. They knew it had a very low efficacy rating. It worked. We were told that over and over and over again, if you get the vaccine, you will not get sick. We were told that if you do not get the vaccine, you are a clear and present threat to everyone else around you. You were pressured. You were penalized in every way to lie about it. We were lied. Fauci lied when he said he didn't fund gain-of-function research with Wuhan. He lied about that. He lied that he was not getting money from the vaccine companies. He lied. We were lied to about Hunter Biden's laptop computer, that it was Russian disinformation. The government lied about it. The news media lied about it. And now we know it's true. The FBI actually ran interference for the Hunter Biden thing. They told their agents, and a lot of them I think are very, very good agents. They wanted to do the job, but they were said, don't do it. You can't do this. You're not going to be able to investigate this thing. We were, you know, lied to about Jeffrey Epstein. You know, he didn't commit suicide. Just the cameras had to go off. I mean, that he committed suicide. He wasn't murdered. The cameras just happened to go off at a convenient time, and you know, all the forensics of the scene says he didn't commit suicide. He was murdered. But we were lied to about it. We were lied to about, you know, have we ever been told who Jeffrey Epstein's clients were? Maxine Gessel. Have we ever been told who her clients were? We're being lied to about it. Will we lie to about the border? Kamala Harris just the other day, we don't have a border crisis. You saw that lie, didn't you, Dave?
Oh, I did, yes, of course.
Will we lie to about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
John Bolton again?
Yeah, John Bolton, who, you know, the guy who's recommending a terrorist act against a leader of a world. He called for assassination and regime change at a time when we're close to nuclear war.
How irresponsible.
Yeah. Yeah, again, totally irresponsible. And he was one of the big promoters of going to Iraq and all these other things, that this warmonger, you know, he just thrives on killing people. I mean, that's what he gets into. You know, we are being lied to about climate change. Dave, the big indicator that the lie on climate change is this. Why is Barack Obama buying a house on the beach in Martha's Vineyard? Why would a loan company loan money if they know it's going to be flooded? Mm-hmm. Why would an insurance company underwrite it if they know it's going to be flooded? I mean, these people are doing just the opposite. Same thing with the virus. You know, have to wear the mask. Do you remember that? But we see them repeatedly without the mask on. Prima facie evidence of a lie. The climate change scientists are split on this. I mean, man-made climate change. The climate does change. I mean, today it's colder than yesterday, but is it man-made? And there's no evidence that there's man-made climate change going on. But we're lied to about it. And they're using these lies over and over again to steal our freedom, to rob us of our liberty, rob us of our money, to enslave us. That's what they're doing. You look at what Vietnam did, how it enslaved an entire generation to the draft. It criminalized people who did not want to go along with that war. They had to flee to Canada or other places or face prosecution from the government based on a lie. You look at the border agents that died from Fast and Furious based on a lie. I mean, I know Mike Adams had a thing on there up to maybe 1 billion people will die from the vaccine based on a lie.
Do you think that's accurate? I didn't get to read that with Mike. Did he actually specify how they were going to die, or is it the typical things we're hearing about?
What you're saying is over the next decade or so, that there's going to be cancers, heart disease, strokes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
All these other secondary and tertiary problems that help that mm-hmm. they're going to have because of suppressed immune systems, how it's destroyed the immune system, and other things to our body. You know, I've seen those long, ugly-looking blood clot things. Again, even with Epstein, how many women have not gotten justice for how they were just raped, and yet it's covered up by a lie? I remember, I'm old enough now to remember this, Dave, that when the first Social Security cards first came out, I have an old one. It actually says on it, this card is not to be used for identification. Because when it first came out, there was a hue and cry in this country that said this is a national ID card, which only totalitarian regimes have national ID cards. So they can keep track of everybody. They can control them. You are assigned a number, and that way everything you do is assigned to that number. You know, you buy Piggly Wiggly, you get Life magazine, you watch this on TV, you buy that, you do this, this is your sporting, this is your hobby, all kind of assigned to that number. And privacy activists at that time were scared to death that issuing the Social Security number would be that type of governmental control. And on the card, it says this is not to be used for, identification. Because of those concerns. Well, today you can't do anything without your Social Security number. They lied about it. They knew what they were going to use this for, but they lied about it. They've lied. We got to support the democracy in Ukraine, right, Dave?
What democracy would that be? Is that the one that traffics in children or in arms or sent COVID-19 with Hunter Biden to Wuhan?
And maybe the ones that has the bioweapons labs with only the Lord knows what kind of horrible experiments, because then it's alleged they were doing human experimentation there, and I would tell you to believe it. I mean, the United States would never do human experimentation, would it? Let's just talk to some black men who got syphilis.
Oh, you're talking about Tuskegee. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, they lied to those black men. They lied to them about what was going on. And then they even though they might have had a cure, they just let the disease run its course. And, you know, these men suffered horribly from syphilis. If you know anything about syphilis death, it's not a very pleasant thing. Blindness, sores, all kinds of nasty stuff happens to you. But they're lying about the democracy in Ukraine. It is anything but a democracy. It is the same as a Stalinist, Hitler, Maoist regime. No competition, no free news media. Your opponents are thrown in jail, kind of like what they're trying to do to Donald Trump. You throw the opponents in jail, the third world, you know, raid his house. They lie. They're lying about the whole warrant thing for Donald Trump. It's not about some documents he had. They know he had damning documents on January 6th and the whole Russia collusion. He had those documents. And they are scared to death that those documents were going to be used. And so the whole thing of him having some, you know, the nuclear security codes that he was going to sell to the Russians, well, it wouldn't have mattered if he'd sold them. The day after he would get out of left the White House, those codes are changed. So it would have been totally irrelevant. I won't say the word, it's a lie. Total lie.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I know what you were trying to say, but we'll soften it here. The second and the 19th letters of the alphabet. There you go.
Bravo Sierra,
yes.
As they put it in the military. Dave, did I lie about 9/11? All you have to do is look at Building 3 and every explanation. That's why there's over almost 2,000 architects and engineers that say that building did not fall down by some small fires inside of it. You know, what, half a day later, you know, because that building fell down around 4 o'clock, and actually one news agency reported that it fell down before it fell down. I mean, they lied about it. The whole 9/11 cover-up, it's all been a cover-up. They lied about how the Bushes and the Bidens were buddies in business. Did they lie about the Kennedy assassination?
Lee Harvey who?
Yeah, Lee Harvey who. You know, the whole Warren Commission was a total lie. They lied about Watergate. And this is a good one. You can keep your own health care provider. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you got your health care provider, if you like your health care provider, you can keep your health care provider, and your rates are going to go down. What, did rates go up 4 or 5 times, and you were dictated to who you could go to and who you couldn't go to? Have you been lied on about how they spy on Americans without warrants, signals intercepts, listening to phone calls, reading correspondence via email? You know, Dave, a big one. Did Roosevelt lie about Pearl Harbor? Did he know the Japanese were coming?
Well, okay, there. Okay, qualified. Yes, he knew they
Roosevelt
were coming.
Roosevelt knew. Yeah, he knew. Roosevelt knew they were coming. It's 75 years it took for the truth to come out, but it finally came out. He wanted into World War II.
Hold on.
And he
hold
knew
on, Bob,
that
Bob,
would be...
Bob, I got to give credit where credit's due. Hold on here. Okay? My dad told me in the fifth grade, and it wasn't a serious conversation, but it's kind of like Pearl Harbor... we didn't know they were coming. We knew they were coming. I said, Dad, really, they did? And remember, my dad was Naval Intelligence. And he says, oh, yeah, they did. So I go into sixth grade and repeat what he said and got in all kinds of trouble.
Well, I mean, everybody knows, but the hard evidence came out about 75 years later that he did know. It's just like the JFK assassination. Everybody knows Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill. He was the patsy, but the government killed him. I believe the U.S. government killed him. Probably, you know, Johnson was involved with it, but that's my thoughts. But, you know, when the hard evidence does come out, eventually it will, that, you know, he was murdered by his own government because, you know, he wanted to get out of the Federal Reserve. He didn't want to get into Vietnam, which was going to be billions and billions and billions for the arms contractors. Are we lied to every month about inflation? You know, inflation's 8% when that doesn't account for gasoline, food, and housing. Have we been lied to about COVID? You know, where did it come from? Who made it? Yeah, we were lied about that. I mean, then you can go into the whole health thing. We're lied about smoking. We're lied about all the chemical additives. Smoking, there's no evidence that shows it's bad for you. And then now we're seeing all these additives being put in food. And I see these pictures of beach in the 1970s and a beach in the 2020s. And the beach in the 1970s, like a swimming beach, you know, you see all these people in bikinis and bathing suits and all the girls are trim and all the guys are fit. And today you see it and, you know, everybody's massively obese. But it's not the food that's doing it to us. It's not this. Oh, we lied to about the pharmaceuticals that we're given. See, and that, Dave, I compiled that in 5 minutes. 5 minutes it took me to compile that, just from memory. Gosh, I could probably go online and do a couple hours of the research and fill my entire yellow pad up of lies. And so, you know, with that in mind, we have to look at what we're getting into, World War III, potentially, based on lies. Because what? That governments are chiefed by the double tongue. And they have no iron in their words. And so I just want to look at what we're facing right now. You know, we see the whole reason for going into Ukraine was based on a lie. In 2014, we agreed not to offer NATO membership to any of the former European nations. We said we wouldn't. And then Poland. And then Ukraine. And, you know, now Finland. Pardon me?
I'm not saying anything. What? I was just, uh-huh, sorry.
Okay. So, you know, we are being lied to every step of the way. Our schools are lying to us about what they're doing to the children, even though now it's coming out
they admit
more and
it.
More.
They admit they're lying.
Yeah. Our government has been caught in every lie. Russia collusion. This was an orchestrated effort by the government, the Democrat Party, the intelligence agencies of the United States, and the news media. You think that is a very, very powerful unholy trinity, that they got together, committed felonious crimes that in the Constitution are punishable by death. You know, treason is a punishable by death crime. I'm not saying that everybody who did that deserves death, but they deserve prison. And then the other side of the coin is, with Donald Trump, they have to shut him up. With Kanye West, who just came out with his White Lives Matter T-shirt and his whole thing of abortion, anti-abortion, they took away all his social media status. They are scared to death right now, Dave, that Elon Musk might get Twitter and just say, you know, I'm not going to let you go on Twitter and threaten to kill people. I'm not going to let you go on Twitter and, you know, do illegal things. But I'm going to allow you to go on Twitter and present an opposite view to the vaccine, an opposite view to all these myriad of subjects we've talked about, that we can have healthy and open debate. I mean, when someone says, don't question the science, Dave, that is the most unscientific statement you can make, because science is all about questioning.
Well, Bob, you know, one of the things I taught at the undergraduate and graduate level was research and stat. And discourse, challenging hypotheses, presenting alternative explanations, replicable research are the hallmarks. In fact, the reason that you have peer-reviewed studies is to criticize the research, but kind of give an overall thumbs up or thumbs down. The whole process is based on debate and also conflicting research information. And yet they're telling us right now, we will tell you what the science is. Shut up and sit down.
Yeah. I mean, the whole scientific method is observable, it's repeatable, and it's falsifiable. So, you know, you have to be able to observe it and repeat it. And so they're saying, we're not going to even allow you to have that option. You have to just sit down, shut up, and get jabbed, or take this, or do that. You know, we're being lied to about the global reset. The global reset, they're presenting it. Schwab is saying, you know, during the global reset, you know, everybody's going to sit around campfires and sing kumbaya. You're not going to own a thing. Well, who's going to own it then? If I don't own it, somebody owns it. You're not going to own a thing, and you're going to love it. You know what? And on top of it, you put a little Tabasco sauce on your crickets, and you're going to love those little guys. They're delicious. You're going to love it. Well, they're eating gourmet meat and drinking gourmet wine and all the other things. And today, Dave, the purpose of this interchange between us is really to challenge Americans to look at everything you've been told, because I would say there's a very, very good chance it's been a lie. Public education is not public education. Public education is public indoctrination. They are indoctrinating your children into the worst doctrines of demons that come out of the deepest bowels of hell. And they're even now, it's sitting that we have to hide it all from the parents. We don't want parents knowing what we're doing, or you know, and some of it doesn't even go that way. Cross-dressers and all these freakazoids are coming out and you know, being introduced to your children. Things that 50 years ago someone would have been put in prison for life for, we have now a society that is celebrating them. I mean, I even read Putin's speech, and I know it's a political speech. It was done elicit a political response in the United States to divide. But even he said it, that, you know, this whole indoctrination is the most godless thing, what we're doing to our children. The pharmaceutical companies, I still can't believe people will go and take pharmaceuticals sight unseen. Some people, they don't do the research. They just take whatever the doctor tells them to take, i.e. a jab. And Dave, it just stunned me. You know, my wife and I were actually watching this morning the news media and public officials saying how big a threat those who did not take the vaccine were to the population general. That we should be isolated. We should be incarcerated. We should be put in camps because we did not take the vaccine. And yet now,
Bob, I expect this to be the norm if the Democrats retain power. I expect them to carry out that threat.
Oh, they will. Joe Biden, we don't want to take all your guns away from you. We just want the AR-15s. Well, I bet you that's what they do want to start, because there's an obvious reason why. All the while, that I always ask the question this. Okay, let's put a scale, the scales of justice out there, you know, the blind justice lady, let's put them on scales. Let's put on one side all the people that governments have not killed in war, that legally, I mean, when, you know, U.S. soldiers are fighting Nazi soldiers and they're dying, that's a justified war. But let's put on the side of the scale all the people that the governments of the world have killed illegally, just murdered innocent people. And let's put on the other side of the scale the people that criminals have murdered, you know, the Ted Bundys of the world, those kind of derelicts put on. And the scales of justice would be tilted so far on the side of the government, what do they call it, democide, government killing its own people.
Oh, you're referring to work from the University of Hawaii and the Democide Project, a multi-decade project from the University of Hawaii that studied who's more dangerous to citizens, their government or wars, and overwhelmingly it was government.
Yeah, government,
oh, by the way,
even I would say
Bob,
government or criminal.
Bob, I got to put this out there, too. They found 16 genocides in the 20th century, and every one of them was preceded with gun confiscation.
Of course. See, the problem is this. If Joe Blow comes to my door and tries to kick my door down because he wants to steal, rape, or rob, I have a legal ability to shoot him. And most likely, you know, under those circumstances, if intent is shown that he has violently breached my doors, you know, that I have every justifiable right in the world to put a bullet right between his running lights. On the other hand, government thugs can come to your house and do the same thing. And if you, even if it's totally bogus, it doesn't matter if they come there totally bogus. I mean, if they kick the wrong door down and you do it, you'll go to prison forever, if not get the death penalty. And that's where the government wields power that our forefounders never wanted them to have. Because you know all these lies I just told you, Dave? This is probably 0.1% of the lies we've been told. Our founders knew this. They knew this is what government does. And so they put that 10th Amendment in there to put a stranglehold, to put shackles on the power of government, federal government especially. That's why it was only the 17 enumerated powers. All the rest of them were delegated to the states and to the people. Because they knew that this habit of lying, cheating, deceiving, murdering, killing, robbing people was inherent in the nature of government. You know, and just a side note here, that's why I look so forward in Isaiah when it says the government will be upon his shoulders, the shoulders of Jesus Christ, because he will be the only potentate that rules with justice, with truth and honor. There will be no ability to lie, coerce, steal, rape, pillage, nothing. There'll be no ability under him, and that's what I look forward to. But, you know, while we live in this world, Dave, we really do need to understand. And the reason I'm saying this is because in this election and in the future, we really need to regain control of the reins of government, which were meant to always be in the hands of people. I mean, not in the hands of Nancy Pelosi, not in the hands of intelligence agencies, not in the hands of Democrats or Republicans. I mean, just to let you see how power corrupts. I mean, what in the last 5 years, Nancy Pelosi's made $150 million in Congress by doing stock exchanges. You know, I need to hire her as my broker.
Oh, and Daddy's a mafioso, one of the leaders.
And husband's a stock trader.
Well, yeah, but it goes back to her roots. She was raised in an organized crime family, and that's not hyperbole. Yeah. I'm saying that seriously.
I mean, we were lied to about the Pelosi accident, the car accident. It's alleged that there was a female in the car with him, probably, you know, we can figure that out.
Just a friend of his wife, giving her a ride home, no big deal.
Yeah, okay. If there was a female or anybody in the car with him and that accident happened, that is a mandatory felony charge if he's drunk driving. mandatory felony. There's no misdemeanor. There's no pleading. You get a felony charge. So she just happened to disappear. I mean, and no, where's the news media that wants to investigate this? Because there's a lot of evidence that says that, you know, people saw it, there was a female there and she ran away. Where's the news media? It's being, we're being lied to. So my challenge is this, Dave. And there's a good part of me that thinks it is too late. But there's also a good part of me too that we can slow it down. If we don't understand the nature of what our government has become, it has become a satanic lying machine. That's all it does. In every way, it lies about everything. I'm going to get I just started my Social Security. I get it now. I'm an old geezer. I'm going to get somewhere on an 8% increase in my Social Security benefits. And I know a lot of people really need that, but still, inflation, if they really figured it correctly, it's probably 20%.
Yeah, you're right. You're in the neighborhood. It's between 16 and 20. I agree.
Yeah, so they're being lied to. Not only being lied to, they're being robbed. They paid into a retirement program with promise of benefits and promise of COLA, cost of living adjustments. They were promised those. But, Dave, if I did this, what would happen to me? If I said you get this kind of increase in your pension and then I lied about it, if I took that pension plan and spent the money, if I took that pension plan and said, well, you know, I can do better, I'm going to go down to Vegas and play roulette with it and make some money and do that and lose it all, which they've done, they've spent it all, what would happen to me? I'd go to prison.
No, not if you're if you're a Democrat. You'd be ROR and out on the streets in an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Al Sharpton owed me $5 million for a long time to the IRS. If I owed $5 million to the IRS, they'd confiscate everything I had. But it's time that we as Americans understand that it's not rah-rah America anymore. The America of our childhood is gone. The America of sexual perversion, degeneracy, corruption, treason is all there. As they say, the America we have today is everything our forefathers were scared about and warned us about. What did Benjamin Franklin say when they asked him what form of government that they had given us?
Yeah.
Do you remember the quote?
I do.
Yeah. I've given you a republic if you can keep it. And we have not kept it. It's not that it's in its twilight years. It's gone. We don't have a republican form of government anymore. By republican, I don't mean the Republican Party. A republic is a government run by the rule of law. No one is above the rule of law. You cannot vote, you know, 51% of people cannot vote for taking your property away from you. That's what the rule of law says. Mob rule does not work. We've been given a democracy, which every one of the founding fathers, and this is probably one of the biggest lies of all, we've been given a democracy, which the founding fathers absolutely abhorred democracy, because in the end, now hear me out, because I know a lot of people will freak out. There's absolutely no difference between a democracy and communism. They are the same forms of government.
It's true. We have
communism,
a republic.
Is communal,
yeah.
Communal rule. That's when the majority communal rule, and that's what a democracy is. That's why that word is used over and over again. The word republic is never used. In fact, you know, I hear every once in a while somebody uses that we are a republic, and they immediately, oh, he's a white supremacist, he's this, he's that. They have to shoot that down immediately. Republic, oh my gosh, you must be one of them. You go to January 6th, were you the one that stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop? That's where they go with it when you mention republic, because the rule of law scares the bejeebers out of these people. They do not want to be held to the rule of law. They know if they can convince 51% of the people that it's okay to kill Bob Griswold and Dave Hodges, it's okay to do it.
Yeah. When they say, democracy, they mean it. You're right. What do they say,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they say, democracy. And democracy is the rule of law. I think Rush Limbaugh used to say, democracy is two men and a woman on a desert island voting whether they're going to have sex or not.
Yeah. Or I mean, two wolves and a sheep deciding who's for dinner.
Yeah. That's what it is. And that's probably one of the biggest lies of all. That's one thing that I never let, when somebody uses the word democracy, I never let that go by. If I have the capability of saying, whoa, I didn't know you were a communist. And they go, what? I said, well, that's what you're promoting, communism. And they take back because they're so used to that phraseology that they've never thought it through.
Bob, I want to take this somewhere else. Oh, listen to this. I want your response to this. Nancy Pelosi, about 5 months ago in an interview that aired in several places, she said, if the Republicans win the midterm, we will not honor the election because they'll destroy democracy. In other words, I think what she's saying is they'll destroy our planned dictatorship. What do you think?
The Great Reset. Well, that's exactly what she's saying. Tyrants never give up power. I mean, name a tyrant in all of history. In fact, when Washington voluntarily stepped down from power after his 2 year as president, they were stunned because nobody in the history of the world had ever done that we know of. Voluntarily relinquish such incredible power. Men don't give it up. That's why we see men and women in Congress their whole lives. They've never worked a day in their life. They've never had to do anything you and I have to do. They're grossly overpaid for work that's subpar to what we do. I mean, you know, I was hearing somebody today say, you know, if I were a car manufacturer and I was producing cars that broke down on the road all the time, they didn't hold together, they were overpriced, and my basis for advancement in that company was not on the product I made, but on how long I'd been in the company, so it's based only on seniority, what kind of company would you make? You would make the U.S. Congress. They have no accountability for the product they're making, the most disastrous products. I mean, the inflation, the fuel prices, the wars, all of it they get us into, the COVID vaccine. They have no accountability to the absolute catastrophic results of that. But the longer they're in Congress, the more they get paid, or the more graft they get out of, you know, different things, stock market being one of them. I mean, so they don't want to give up that position of power, and they want to get more. That's the whole reason for the Great Tribulation, the Great Reset. Excuse me, the juxtaposed. That's, I think he can do that.
I think that's a Freudian slip. I think you're right on the money.
Yeah, that's why they want it, because it gives them ultimate power, and in the end. In the end, it all boils down to one theological issue, Dave. Why did Satan rebel? Because he saw the Almighty, he saw himself in the mirror, and he saw that he was a beautiful creature, which he is. Stunning beautiful. Incredible talent. He led the music before the throne of God. But he looked in the mirror and said, I want to have more power. I want to ascend unto the throne of God and take that power. Okay? That's what all these people want to do. And that's what the Antichrist, in the end, does do. Gets the whole world to worship him. Because we know, Hunter Biden said it. It's amazing how easy it is to manipulate some 15-year-old girl when you have power, a secret service around you. They love to pose. Do you remember that quote? I'm not quoting it exact, but that's basically what he said. He understood what power brings. These people understand what power brings. And that's what they crave. They're addicted to it. Worse than any junkie on the street, worse than any meth head that's sitting down in some alley right now, you know, with sores all over their body. They're more addicted than that to the power because of what it brings them. So just like their father Lucifer, they want to ascend to a position that our government does not ever grant them, and they want to keep it. And they want to dethrone, as Satan wanted to dethrone the Most High, they want to dethrone the Constitution so that they become the law. Remember the Rex Lex, Lex Rex? The law is king, the king is law. Well, the republic is, the law is king. What they want is the king's law. That's what they want. And so we're at this very, very dangerous juncture in our nation that unless these people are criminally held responsible for what they've done, for the death, the destruction of our economy, the opening of our borders, the allowing the fentanyl to come across the border by the civilization-ending quantities. They've allowed these children to be sex trafficked. unless these people are brought to justice and that power taken away from them, we will be as every other civilization that has ever come and gone. You know, because even though they crave power in the end, it's just like the junkie craves the good feeling. In the end, that good feeling is responsible for his demise, because that's all he seeks anymore is that feeling. And he has to chase bigger and bigger doses of the drug of choice to obtain the same feeling. And eventually, you know, he dies from a drug overdose. We've seen it many, many times. These people today are causing the death of a nation because they're seeking bigger and bigger overdoses of one of the most addicting substances known. That's power. They're addicted to it. And they have to have more and more power to get that same feeling of I'm better than they are, euphoria. You know, I can have young women, money, whatever they want. I can have all that, young boys. I can get it all because I'm on this drug called power. And so I felt like this is what the Lord wanted me to talk about this morning, is a motivational thing to America as we're 4 weeks away from election. You know, are you going to sit back with your mouths closed, afraid, fearful, cowardly, and watch these people who have absolutely destroyed our nation continue in power? Or are we going to, as a nation, stand up and say, this is the end of it. We're not doing this anymore. Not only are we going to kick these people out of office, but they have to be brought to justice. I mean, when I see, you know, the FBI raid a family, the guy's never been in trouble with the law ever, and he stands at abortion clinic saying it's wrong to murder babies in the womb, and 30, you know, agents with machine guns show up. But the man, and arrest them, and the man who intentionally, admitted it, that's a Republican magma guy, I'm going to run him over with my car. He's out on $50,000 bond, which means he put up $5,000, and we don't know how long it'll be before the charges will probably be reduced. He might get 6 months in prison, if that, and be out again. When we see, you know, just this obscene dual standard of justice in this nation, and it just goes by and goes by and goes by, eventually that obscene level of justice is going to come,
you know, Bob,
knocking on your
at
door.
At the end of the day, the reason they want to dismantle the Constitution, and you just described constitutional dismantling activities, but the reason they want to, the bottom line, is once your liberties are gone, then it's open war on Christianity.
Well, of course. I mean, Joe the Nero Biden has already said that. He's already blaming Christians for what's going on in America, the demise, those horrible Christians, kind of like what Nero did, you know. And how did it end for the Christians in Nero's day? Well, they were dipped in tar from head to foot, and then they were tied to what would be considered like a telephone pole. You know, telephones weren't there back, but they tied to a telephone pole, and they were lined up all through his gardens, and when he had a party, they lit them all on fire. And, you know, it took time because the pitch burnt first before it got to the skin. And so they were slowly tortured to death. That's how it ended for those Christians, my brothers and sisters in Christ who now are with the Lord. That's how it ended for them. And, you know, it's probably a lot of silence of people who knew better. Definitely today that's the case. A lot of people who sit in pews day after day, week after week, and just stay silent while we see the dismantling. And as Winston Churchill said, you know, they're at the back of the line knowing that the alligator's eating people at the front of the line, and eventually the alligator will get to them, but they're at the back of the line, so they'll be last. Niemöller, you know, when they came for the Jews, they did nothing, came for Catholics, homosexual, and did nothing, then they came for me, there's no left to do anything. That's where we're at. And so it's just a challenge to my, you know, brothers and sisters who love freedom, love liberty. We're not violent people. We don't have any intention of going on the streets and committing acts of violence and burning things down, unlike what I predict will happen if we seat a Republican House and Senate. Black Lives Matter and Antifa will magically reappear like Scotty beamed them down again, and they'll start their whole process all over again. but they didn't need the brown shirts once they achieved the presidency, the Congress and Senate. Isn't it amazing how quick the brown shirts and Antifa went away? I mean, the Black Lives Matter.
Well, George Soros didn't need to keep paying them. That's why.
Exactly, because they'd achieved their political goals. But we will see them magically, just as if Scotty had beamed them down, reappear in January, or even probably after the election, which I do suspect that this election will be wrought with all kinds of court challenges. They cheated. I mean, I go back to, you know, Dave, what are they calling us if we're election deniers? I mean, if I did say Donald Trump won, I'm a danger to the Republic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching on Red State Media today, or Red Voice Media, 5 minutes of Stacey Abrams saying she was cheated. She won the election.
Hillary and the Russians and Trump. You know, I got to share this with you here because it's the biggest station in Arizona. KTAR 92.3, I want to give you credit. They have a talk show host that has the mental maturity of about a fourth grader. They had on Mark Fincham, who's a state representative running for Secretary of State.
Like this, you know?
Yeah. But I want you to hear this, Bob. I want you to hear the outcome of this interview. We're driving back last night, and I had it on. They're replaying the interview in the car. And this guy, this interviewer, was saying to the guy running for the Secretary of State, a current state legislature, he said there are problems in our elections. He talked about dead people on the voter rolls, people who've moved away. And this guy resorted to name-calling and to saying, I've talked to people who say that's not true. And it was just one personal insult after the other. And here's what he said that really summed it up. This guy named Gatos. I mean, this guy really has the mental maturity of a nine-year-old. He said, any Secretary of State that thinks there could be a problem with an election doesn't deserve to hold office. Can you believe that?
I definitely see it. But on the other hand, as this is the dual system of justice, and if Donald Trump did something criminal, he should go to prison, just like I would go or you would go. But at the same thing, you cannot selectively choose just Republicans and put them in prison. Just like you can't selectively choose January 6th people, put them in prison, but the people who burnt down Washington and Portland, raped women, beat up men, shot police, they go scot-free.
I disagree. You can't do it. They're doing it.
But it
they're
the,
doing it,
it ends,
Bob.
It ends law and order very, very quickly.
Well, yeah.
As we've
That's
seen the
goal.
Breakdown of law and order
That's
in all
goal.
These cities.
The Great Reset. That's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree with Steve Bannon that this is the most important election in our country's history.
I agree.
Should they retain power, you are going to see your gun rights gone. I promise you. You will see them gone. They will probably pack the court, you know, 2-4 more justices, you know. You don't know about it. They'll probably pack the court. They will definitely start coming more and more after Christians. You watch what's happening to these families that maybe are guilty at the most of trespassing. You know, abortion clinics. They're not beating people up. They're not shooting them. They're not burning them down like the other side is doing to pro-life pregnancy clinics. They're there. The one gentleman who was arrested because some crone was out there screaming profanities at his child and he pushed him. Now he faces 11 years in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. That is coming for you.
Well, just know I got to say, as Garland and Ray better hope they retain power, because I'll be one of those that legally are coming for them. Hey, Bob, I don't want to pass this opportunity up because we're living in the age where we need to prepare because we're in dire times. We got about 45 seconds. Tell people about ready-made resources and how you can help them. But we only got 45 seconds.
Okay, quickly, just look at what happened, Hurricane Ian. Power, everything goes down. Imagine a war in this country or major civil disruption in this country. You're going to need the food, the water. I would definitely say night vision, thermal, radio communication. All those things are going to be needed, water filtration. You know, Dave, you carry some of it. I carry some of it. But they can get in touch with me at 800-627-3809. I'll be glad to talk with you, 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com. And, Dave, it's always a pleasure to come here.
Yeah, it's great having you on, Bob. But I have to tell you, and American people, you need to hear this. Lose this election, the shelf life for Breitbart, ourself, for ready-made resources, for all of these entities, all of them, except for mainstream media and approved corporations, they will all be gone. And you need to take my word on this because they've talked about it openly. Just look at the Journalism Competition Protection Act, another discussion for another day. Bob, thank you so much for the insight. The government lies about their lies, and here we had Bob Griswold encapsulate that for us. Thanks so much, Bob.
God bless. Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.